Who are the Nuktzir shall Shviya Shayotla Mesoy Shvias? If you have the 7th year's crop, even if you let it stay in the field when it comes to the 8th year, also you're not allowed to cut it down. Now, cutting it down doesn't stand mean cutting it down. It means you can't cut it down and act like an owner on it to say it belongs to you. It's supposed to be like Hefker. But I call upon Rabbi Kiva Dashan this Pasik, the Harish of Akotzir is telling us that there's a Taisvis Shrias. Even on the 6th year, you're not allowed to plant. You're not allowed to plow your fields. So it's not only Yasa, Pateras Halacha L'Moshim Yisinai, it's also because of a Pasik. We have Yishmol and Rishmol Dashan this Pasik, no. Oyme ma chorosh rishus af tzir rishus. Yotzik tzir oyme shi mitzvah. Rabbi Yishmol says this passage is talking about Shabbos. The chorosh of a katsu tishma, she should rest on Shabbos. Telling us she shouldn't cut down a plow on Shabbos. What do we need the passage for? His Eker should tell us, just like Harisha is always a rishus, there's never a mitzvah plowing anything, so when the Torah says it can't plow on Shabbos, it means a rishus. Hu adin uktzira, when the Torah gives the malacha not to cut down, it only means a rishus. You can't do on Shabbos. Ma'ashenke in the mitzvah of the Tziras Omer, the muscle on the first day Pesach, when you want to cut down the wheat, you want to cut down the tzvua, in order to bring the Omer from Tez Zayin, you're allowed to cut it down even on Shabbos. Yotzak Tziras it's called Tziras Rishus is awesome. Yotzak Tziras Omer, she mitzvah. Yeah. That's what Bishmol Shita. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over the Tzvua again tomorrow. This later. You're holding Daf Gimel on the base, the bottom Gemara. Again, we're really in the middle of answering what Rav Dimi learned in Eretz Yisrael, that he said Aloha that there was a Havamina you should get Malkus for a Taisvis, and he gave an answer to say, no, you're Ptur, you don't have to get Malkus for this Taisvis. The Shaila what it was. So in the last Gemara we're holding now, that we have Machlokes, we have a Kivim of Yishmuel. Again, the Basa Tznan, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Bechorish of Akotza Tishpois, the bottom of the Gemara. A Pasuk in Shemois, that you should rest, not to do Charish, not to do Ksira. The Kivim Loime, Ein Sorach Loime, Chorish of Ksir Shal Shriyas. The Kivim learns this Pasuk is talking about Shemitah, the 7th year, to telling you, you're not allowed to plow, and you can't cut down the Tzvua. So Gemara says like this, on Shriyas itself, Pshita Ritzosa. The Pesach said already that on Shemit you can't work on your fields. So what's this Pesach now? The Chorish of Akotza Tishbois, you should rest not to do a Charish and not to do a Ksira. So it means El Chorish of Erev Shvi'is. It's a Chiddush of even on Erev Shvi'is, a Din Taisvis Shemitah. Even on the 6th year, the end of the 6th year, you're not allowed to plow the fields if you know this plowing is going to be for the purpose that the tefua should grow better on Shemitah. Rashi says, Kol sheyeshla likonos l'shvias. Anything you're plowing now in order to make the fruits or the tefua grow better on Shemitah. She'asa lach rosh l'fnei Rosh Hashanah. It's also to plow the fields before Rosh Hashanah. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. A Taisvis Shemitah, even on the 6th year, the whole Chodesh Elul, it's also to plow the fields. Uketzir, and what does the pasuk mean, resting for not cutting off? That means, Shal Shvias, Sheyotzel Amitsoy Shvias. The Paris of Shvias, if it continues, stays on the trees until the 8th year, Amitsoy Shvias, still you have the yistam not to cut it off and to be noy like a Bailam as if it belongs to you, but still you have to be noy like a Tefka, the Paris of Kedusha Shvias, and it has its Tefka. That's where Rabbi Kiva dashes this pasuk. Rabbi Yishmael Leimano, Rabbi Yishmael says, the pasuk is talking about Shabbos. We dashen like this. The pasuk says again, Bechorish of Akotze Tishpois. You're supposed to rest, not to do a Charish, not to do a Ktira. So Rabbi Yishmael says, it's talking about Shabbos. That Ma Chorish Rishus. Just like there's never a mitzvah in plowing. Plowing something is never called a mitzvah. So you're not allowed to do a Charish, plowing your fields on Shabbos. Because it's a Rishus means you're allowed to do it, it's your own purpose you're doing it for. Av Katsir, the same when the Torah says you can't cut off Paris on Shabbos, it means Rishus. You can't cut off Paris for your own purpose, that's what's also on Shabbos. Av the Yotzah goes out, Katsir Omer, if you want to cut down the Tfua on the first day of Pesach to bring the Omer tomorrow on the 16th day of Nisan, Shi Mitzvah, there it's a mitzvah, you have to cut down the Tfua, L'shem Mitzvah Katsir Omer, you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos. If the first day of Pesach comes in on Shabbos, you're allowed to cut it down on Shabbos to bring the Omer tomorrow. Yotze Ksirayim Meshi Mitzvah. Or else, if it, maybe not the first thing, maybe the second, maybe the Tess Zayin. If Tess Zayin is Shabbos, and you need the Omer to bring the korban tomorrow, you're allowed to cut down the Tfuah even at nighttime on Shabbos to use it. That's Rabbi Shmuel's Drosha. That's what the Torah says by Shabbos. You can't be Chirish, but you can't be Kutzer. That only means if you're doing it for your own purpose. But if you're doing it L'Dvar Mitzvah, if the Ksirayim is L'Dvar Mitzvah, but you're cutting down the Tfuah to bring the korban Omer, you're even allowed to do it on Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Shmuel Dashin discussed it. So Mora says like this: Elohim Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Ki Gmiri Hilchasa LeMishra Yalda. So the kashrus is now, the kashrus is according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Dashin this pasuk to say that Chodesh Elul, a month before Shemitah, you're not allowed to plow the fields. So we see it's also Midiraisa Taisa Shemitah. And before we were learning this only Alach L'Moshe Mitzinai Esa Netiyos. To say that the Torah gave a new heter, if you have 10 young trees, young sprouts, you're allowed to plow the fields. Mashm, if there are old only old trees there, you're not allowed to plow the field on Erev Shemitah. So before we're learning, the Yisat to plow the fields at the end of the sixth year is only Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai. The Kashra is here, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Halach in the Torah, with Dash in the Pasuk, Pachorosh of Akatsa Tishbois, Rabbi Akiva is saying it means you have to rest in the Harisha of the sixth year. So you say the inyan of Taisa Shemitah, not to work on the field even at the end of the sixth year, is Midiraisa. Not only from Allah L'Moshe Mitzinai, it's from a Pesach. So the Meretz is like this. Elo Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ki Gmiri Hilchasa, true, when do we have Allah L'Moshe Mitzinai? L'Mishra Yalda. That's to teach us this new halacha. If you have a field of a nun by nun, a beisor, that has 10 young trees growing there, there's a heter to plow it up until Shemitah. Up until Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to plow that field. That's the Lech L'Moshe Mitzinai. Of the Kroi, that is Rabbi Akiva Dashin, the Pesach, Ba'achorosh Shemakotze Tishbois, that you have to rest, not to plow your field even at the end of the sixth year, that's L'Mesa Zekena. That's to Aser, an old tree. If you have a field of old trees, an orchard, of older trees, there we're not afraid they'll die out, there's no Pseidah. There is also to plow them even the last month of the sixth year. So that's why it's no stira. The halacha is to be matter the young trees. And the Torah is talking about that the v'charish tishbois, you can't do charisha on an older trees, an older orchard, you can't plow the field there. So the Gemara though is still a kasha though. V'chiv on the hilchasol l'mishra yalda, once we have the halacha l'moshe Mitzinai, a special heter, that for 10 young trees in the beisor, you're allowed to plow the fields, is lav memela zekena asira. Don't we know from that alone that older trees, it's usur. If you need a new special halacha l'moshe Mitzinai, that if you have a field of 10 young trees, you're allowed to plow the field up until Rosh Hashanah, what do you need halacha for? Like, what's the chiddush? Elamai pshitit means that a regular orchard, you're not allowed to plow the fields of the month before Shemitah. Only here, since of the young trees, is halacha l'moshe Mitzinai at smutter. So from this halacha alone, we see clearly that older trees are usur. So again, it's a stira. What does the pasuk have to say according to Rabbi Kivam? Be'achorosh Shemakotze Tishbois. A pasuk to say, you can't plow the last month of the sixth year. We know it's from Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Like, why do you need two things, a pasuk and Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai? So Gemara says like this, Ela Hilchasel Rabbi Shmuel, Enechanami. That that we said over there is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, that 10, Esen Atiyos, you're allowed to plow the fields for the young 10 trees. But for an older tree, it's also, that's only according to Rabbi Shmuel. That Rabbi Shmuel dashes this posik, Ba'achorosh Shemakotze Tishbois, not nogeh to the mitzvahs of Tosfos Shemitah, but he dashes this posik for the use of Shabbos. It's talking about Shabbos. That if you can't plow your fields or cut your fields on Shabbos, it's only for your own purpose. But if you're doing it L'Dvar Mitzvah, then it's mutter. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, this posik is not talking about Tosfos Shemitah. So we taka don't know from any posik that there's an issa to plow your fields on the end of the sixth year. So how do we know there's an issa taisa shemitah? Only from the halacha l'moshe Mitzinai. Kroi, that the widashim this posik now, b'chorosh b'kotze tishbois, from a posik that you're not allowed to work the end of the sixth year, and echnami that's the Rebbe Kiva. That's only according to Rebbe Kiva Shita. So it comes out that the Kiva does not hold from the halacha l'moshe Mitzinai. According to Rebbe Kiva, the Tosfos Shemitah is Midiraisa, and you're not allowed to plow even a field of 10 young trees. That it was said, Halach L'Moshe Mitzinai, that's only according to Rabbi Shmuel. That Rabbi Shmuel does not dash in our pasuk of B'chorosh HaKotze Tishbois by Shemitah. So he doesn't know the Yisra taste with Shemitah. He only knows it from the Lech L'Moshe Mitzinai. Right. So that was the pshat in the Gemara over here.
Yeah.
That if we start off saying that there's a Havmin to say you get Malkus for taste with Shemitah, and we said the beginning was the Yasim Ibechosh of Akotza Tishbois, that was the Havmina. The Havmina is the way Rabbi Kiva dashes the Pasik. And then the Gemara before said, V'nosalot Tamud Leptura, the Gemara dashes, no, Yepotter. Pasha means the way Rabbi Shmuel dashes the Pasik. That this Pasik is not talking about Tais V'Shemiton, but the Pasik is talking about the Yisra Shabbos. So that was Rav Dimi's Havmina and his Maskana, what he heard over. So Gemara says now, another chat now, Rabbi Yechden Amar, Rabbi Gamliel of Eiz Dina, Midiraisa Botelhu. Rabbi Yechden says no. Again, we had a kasha before, if Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai said you can't plow the fields on Erev Shemitah from Pesach or from Shavuos, how could Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dina be mevatlit and say you are allowed to plow the fields? Before we said it's only Gzerim of the Rabbonin, and they made a condition, whoever wants to let it can be mevatlit, that's when Rabbi Gamliel was able to be mevatlit. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dinoi, Mamish Midiraisa, was bottled the Yisra of Tesvis Shemitah. Why? My timer, well, how does Rabbi Yochanan say, what's Pshan Rabbi Gamliel? Goma Shabbos Shabbos. He makes a new hekish, Shabbos Shabbos mi Shabbos Bereshis. But what does it mean? It says the word Shabbos my Shemitah, and it says the word Shabbos, we know by Sheshes Shemei Bereshis, that it was a Shabbos. Yom HaShvi. Isma Lahalan, just like on Shabbos itself. He Asura. We're only not allowed to do work, Malachar, on Shabbos itself. But Lefoneo Leachreo Mutarim. But before Shabbos on Friday, you're allowed to do malacha. Moitzoi Shabbos, right after Shabbos, you're allowed to do work. The Yisra of Shabbos is only on Shabbos itself. So that was over Gamliel Svaram, Afkan, the same thing here by Shemitah. That's what the Torah says, the seventh year you can't plow your fields, you can't seed the fields. And it says the Lashon of Shabbos there, it's the same thing. He Asura, it's only also to work on your fields on the Shemitah itself, on the seventh year itself. But lefonel only achrei mutarim. But Tosfos Shemitah before, at the end of the sixth year, or afterwards, beginning of the eighth year, pshitas mutarim. So that's what Rabbi Yechon learned. That was pshan al gamliel ubeis dinoi. They came and they were mevatel even the diraisa that they hold. There's no Tosfos Shemitah at all. So Tosfos speaks out, even though the Gemaras and Yuma say we hold halacha that Shabbos does have a Tosfos Shabbos. We know it's supposed to be in the Kabbal Tosfos Shabbos. Before Shkia, at least 2 minutes before, you're supposed to be in the Kabbal Taste with Shabbos. So what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? That Shabbos has no taste with Shabbos. It's only the Shabbos itself. I, Shabbos, has a taste with Shabbos. The Taste says the Pshat is that's only a kolshu. That that we hold is a mitzvah taste with Shabbos. To accept Shabbos a little bit earlier, that's only a kolshu, Taste says. Ikur meimo hu purta leka choshiv. Kivan lehevi ala kolshu. Dechihu shiura nami ye mudra of gamil de tsarach leisev. That little shear of 2 minutes, Rabbi Shmuel would be Maida, Rabbi Gamliel would be Maida on Shemitah also. 2 minutes before Shemitah, before Rosh Hashanah, you have to stop plowing your fields. That's only a small taisvis. But our Shiloh was 30 days in advance. It should be also to plow the fields at the end of the sixth year. That's Rabbi Gamliel learns out for the Hekesh of Shabbos, not like that. There's no din like 2 hours before Shabbos, you can't do Malacha. You're allowed to do Malacha up until Shabbos. The mitzvah, taste of Shabbos, is only 2 minutes. A kol shu, maybe you want even a minute. So that little minute we're not talking about. We're talking about the issa not to work 30 days in advance. That's what Rabbi Gamliel said, there's no such issa by Shemitah. Because it can't be better than Shabbos. Just like by Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of taisvis of more than this kol shu, who within Shemitah doesn't have anything more than a kol shu. That's what Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say. So Gemara says, Maskev lo Rav Asher. Rav Asher has a kasher on this. Man di yomo hilchasa. If before we said that the 30 days you can't work in some halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim, asya gzeir shava okra hilchasa. Is that a swear to say because you want to make some gzeir shava of Shabbos Shabbos? The fact the pasuk calls Shemitah Shabbos, you want to take away from hilchasa? Like it's not mistavra. True, the Torah calls Shemitah Shabbos. But what could you do? Did Allah Moshe Mitzrayim that you're not allowed to plow the fields 30 days in advance? Well, man di yom akru, and according to Rabbi Kiva, that he dashes this pasuk, be'chorosh u'bakotza tishbois, that means Erev Shemitah, on the end of the sixth year, you can't plow your fields. You want to tell me, asya gzeir shavu akru akru? It's not a svara. You can't tell me your gzera shava of Shabbos is like the cross, not a svara. However, if the Torah says so, the gzera sakosav, you can't take it away. So Rav Ashi did not like Rav Yechanan's pshat. Elom Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Rav Gamliel of Beis Dinoi Sabu Lok Rav Yishmoel. They hold like Rav Yishmoel Shita. The Yomei Hilchus of Gemirlo. Okay, but according to Rav Yishmoel, this pasuk of the Chorosh of Akotah Tishma is talking about Shabbos. Therefore, how do we know the mitzvah of Taisu Shemitah not to work the last 30 days before Shemitah? That's Halach L'Mashim Sinai. And the klal is like this. V'chi Gemiri Hilchus. When do we learn this Halach L'Mashim Sinai? That only the 10 young trees you're allowed to plow. My shaker an old orchard. You're not allowed to plow the ground. That's only Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Kayim. The halacha was only said Bizman we have the Beis Hamikdash. Dum Yer Denisa Chamayim. Because that halacha of Moshe Sinai, we learn three things then. We learn the mitzvah of Esam Atiyas, of Arava. The mitzvah of Bizman we have the Beis Hamikdash on the Sukkot to go around with the Aravas. Denisa Chamayim, which only applied Bizman the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim. That's when we have these three halachas. Abu Bizman, Shein, Beis Hamikdash, Kayim, Loi. But like Bizman is there today, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. Then it was not learned that halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. So therefore that's Pshat Rav Gamliel. He was mavaknet by dashing, saying Pshat in the halacha. The halacha was only said, Bizman is a Beis Hamikdash. But Bizman is there, there's no Beis Hamikdash. It's mutter to plow the ground up until Rosh Hashanah. So that was also Pshat in the Gemara before, that Rav Dimi Arahavim needed to say, the halacha of Moshe Sinai applies even Bizman is there. You should get Malkus if you plant your fields the last 30 days. And the Moshe Teretz was, no, it's Ptur for this Svara. To say that the halacha only applies Bizman, we have the Beis Hamikdash. But Bizman is there with no Beis Hamikdash, then you're allowed to plow the fields up until Rosh Hashanah. Right, then the Mishnah says, that's what our Mishnah says on Chol HaMoed, if you have a Beis HaShalchan and you have your field that's not satisfied with the rainwater, if you don't water it'll dry out, so it's a hefsit, you'll have a loss. So since you'll have a loss, you're allowed to do malachis. That's called Dover Ovud is Mutter on Chol HaMoed. But only allowed to water the grounds from a well where the water is flowing, it's easy to water it. Mashenken, to have to fetch water from Mei HaGeshamin means that you have a puddle of rainwater and you want to take your pail now and draw the water to your fields, that's too much of a tircha, that's hard to do. Well, then the Akilah means that you have a bore, a ditch full of water, and also you want to start fetching the water to water your fields, that's too much of a bother. Even B'mokam Seda, too much of a tircha is also. That's what our Mishnah says. So Mishnah says like this. Bishtoy Mekilon means we have a ditch, a well, water in the ditch. Ika Tircha Yisera. Then it's a big bother, you have to lower down the bucket of water and draw up the water and throw it onto your fields. That's a big bother. That I understand is also in Chol HaMoed. Ela Megishon in my Tirchika. The Megishon Pasha means you have a puddle of water that's full to the top. So if it's full to the top, all you gotta do is like kick the water to your fields. It's not so hard to fetch the water up. The water is on top already. You just have to, like the Moshech, just push the water onto your fields. So that shouldn't be so hard to do. Why is it a Tircha? Why is it awesome? So Gemara gives two terutzim. Amar Rabbi Loi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Gzeira Megishon Amato Mekilun. It's only Gzeira. We're afraid if you start using this water, this rainwater that's on top of the ground, which is easy to push it to your fields, you'll start also using water from the ditch. That's much harder to get up, and that's a big Tircha. Therefore, both is the cloud of Gzeira. Rashi says, Gzeira Megishonim, Dilma Osel Neved Mekilun. Or even stronger, Rashi learns that this Megishamim itself, we're afraid, right now the puddle is full to the top. But once you start fetching the water, pushing the water, the puddle will get lower down. And eventually it'll be like a ditch, the water will be lower down, and then it'll be a big Tircham. That's why we say don't do anything. Rav Ashi says, Megishamim, excuse me. The first Teretz is Tamas Gzeira. That true, rainwater should have been Mutter, but as a gzera, if you use rainwater, you'll come to use ditch water, which is a very big tircha, very big bother. That's why both are also. Rav Ashi Yoma, no, Megishamim Gufayu Lidei Mekilun Osu. That Megishamim itself, even though now, this is the svar we said, even though it's a puddle full to the top, and right now the top water is easy to fetch, to push it onto your fields, but you have to be afraid when you start using the top water, eventually it'll get lower down, and you'll have to start fetching up the water from the bottom. and that's like that, then it will become like a mekilon, then it will be a big bother to throw it onto your fields. See, though, right now, this puddle of water is full to the top. It's easy to do it. We don't let you use the top water, because eventually you're going to come down to the bottom water, which will be a big tircha to use it. So Mora says now, what's this machloikas tolien? O kemif legei b'der Reb Zeira. They argue in Reb Zeira's halacha. The Yomer Reb Zeira, Omer Rabba Reb Yirmiya, Omer Shmuel. No horois ha-moshchin mayin. If you have a river, a flow of water, it's moshchik water, the flow of water here, minu agrin. It starts off with the swamps. The swamps, that's the makor, that's the well where the water's coming from. The halacha is, mutar lahashkois mehen b'chol ha-shemayin. If you have your beis ha-shalchan, you have your fields, that if you don't water, it's going to die out, it's a hefsin. You'll have to water your fields on your chol ha-moed. So you'll have to use this running water from the river, which starts out from an agam, from a swamp. And the havamina is right now, these agamim could dry up. So you have to be afraid, maybe the water will dry up. Still, Reb Zeira says, you're allowed to use this water now. So, ma is led Reb Zeira, or ma less led Reb Zeira. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, Noros ha-moshchim min ha-agmin. Ve-hashtem ha-shmalei me-agmin avidi de-paski. The havmin right now is these swamps, they also dry up. So it's not for sure you're going to have a flow of water all the time. Still, Reb Zeira says, mutul ha-hashkes mi ha-mechol ha-shamayit. You're allowed to use the water right now when it's flowing to water your fields. What's the chiddush? So Rashi says, "V'loy gazri dilma psikolei me'agmin." We should be afraid. Maybe in the middle, when you're watering your fields, the flow from the agmin, from the swamps, will stop, will dry up, and you'll be in the middle of watering your fields, and you'll be stuck without water. So you know what you can do then? V'ozav v'torach v'yaisim min nor acher. We should be afraid then, since you started to water your fields, you're not going to stop then. You go and fetch water from another river, which will be a very hard job to fetch the water someplace else. So maybe we should make a gzera not to use this water, even though right now it's easy. But maybe we're afraid in the middle will dry up, and you'll have to get water from far away. It'll be a big tircha. No, we don't make this gzera. That's from Zera's halacha. We don't make such a gzera. Right now that the water is flowing nicely, it's easy to water your fields, you'll have to water it right now. So Mar says, Mar Yisled Reb Zeira, the one that makes the Gzeira of Megishamim, we're afraid maybe it itself will become into a Mekilon, which means maybe the water will get lower, and it'll become a big tircha. That's the one of it. Mar Yisled Reb Zeira, one holds we don't make the Gzeira. Therefore, we're not afraid that the Megishamim itself will become into a Mekilon. Means right now that there's a good flow of water, we don't make any Gzeiras. You should have been allowed to use the rainwater. The only reason why you can't use it is Thomas the Clolus the Gzera. We're afraid if you use rainwater, you'll come to use Mekilon also. Omar, but the second man, the Omar, that said no, rainwater by itself is also. Because we're afraid this puddle, even though right now it's full to the top, but after you start using it, it'll like dry up and it'll come lower down, and it'll be a big bother. That's where is less than Reb Zeira. They don't hold from Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says you're not afraid that later it'll stop, will get hard. If right now it's easy, you're allowed to do it. They don't hold from that svara. Even though right now it's easy to move the top of the puddle of water onto your fields, but it's also to do it because eventually the puddle will get lower and lower, and that'll be a big bother to bring it to your fields, therefore it's also. So that's the smachlekes, whether you hold from Reb Zeira's din or not. Gufa. Before we just learned, Omer Reb Zeira, what was his din? That Omer Rabba Bar Yirmiya, Omer Shmuel. No horus, if you have this flow of river, it's not a real river, it means a flow of water, ha-moshchin mayim min agmin, that this flow of water comes from the swamps. Mutar la-hashkos mehem b'chol ha-shemayim. If you have this flow of water near your fields, you're allowed to make the flow go onto your fields to water your fields. It's an easy job, it's not such a big tircha, and since it's a field that's a beis ha-shalchin, that the perils will die out if you don't water it, it's a makom seid, a big loss. Well, Matthew, you're allowed to do work on chol ha-moed not to have a loss. Eisavei Reb Yirmiya Reb Zeira. So Reb Yirmiya asked the kasha to Reb Zeira. Our Mishnah says, "Avoloi mi meimei gishamim, voloi mi meimei kilon." Our Mishnah says you're not allowed to use rainwater or else the ditch water to water your fields. So according to the kasha is like if the Zeira, we're afraid you'll see when you start using the megishamim, eventually it'll dry up, it'll get lower and lower, and then it'll be a big tircha. So you see, you do make zeres, maybe something will become harder later, so you can't do it now even when it's easier. So how could your zeres say right now when the water is flowing, you're allowed to use it, why aren't you afraid? Maybe the water will dry up and then you'll be stuck and you'll have to fetch the water from a far away place that will become to be a big tircha. So B'yimiyah answered like this. Bray, his son B'yimiyah answered back, Hani Yagamim Debavim. That's what we're talking about, the flow of water starts out from the swamps. The swamps in Bavim is Kemaya Gleipaski Dami. Reb Zeir was talking about a case that those swamps are full of water. It's like a real well water that won't dry up. So therefore, that's why he didn't make any Zeir. In other words, if you have a real good flow of water that keeps on flowing, you're not afraid it'll stop, so then there's no Zeir. Of course, there's a flow of water. It's easy to water your fields with it. So Vav, you're allowed to do it. That's like a real well water. Our Zeir is, we have a puddle of rainwater here. That's all you have. You have Megishom, you have a puddle of rainwater here. So the top water is easy to water your fields with. But eventually when you use up the top of the water, they'll get down bottom, and then it'll be hard to water the fields. So there's a Zeir where you can't do it. But in Zeir is Halach, we're talking about the flow is a steady flow. It won't dry up. Therefore, there's no Zeir. Turn around bottom. Look at the price like this. Hapsikos v'yabreichos. That's like well ditches in the fields. Yeah. Rashi says chodeh milsi. It's one thing. If you have ditches, holes in the ground. Shenesmalo mayim erev yomtif. There was a big rain water, a big rain came down erev yomtif, and it filled up these holes with water. Is also lahashkas miyam b'cholashemoyid. You're not allowed to use this water now in cholashemoyid to water your fields. So Rashi says, and Pasha the Pshat is, because we're afraid, like you'll use up all the water, and you'll be stuck in the middle of watering your fields, you'll have to go fetch water from someplace else, it'll be a big tircha. So just from these two burrs that got filled up, it's not enough to water the whole ground, therefore we're not allowed to even start. The Yemhois or Amas Hamayim Averis Beneim, but let's say in between these two ditches, there was a stream, a flow of water going in between them, then Mutter, then you're allowed to use these ditch waters to water your fields, because even if they get finished, you still have the Amas Hamayim, you'll have the flow of water to use to water your fields. You won't have to go and do big bother and find water someplace else. You'll be able to use this flow of water. Amar Rav Papa, Papa said, We're talking about the flow of water that comes in. It's not a very slow flow of water. It has to be a pretty big flow of water that from the flow of water alone, you could mashka water most of your fields. So then even on the tzad to say that you can't do all of it in one day, but you only have a little bit left to do. So a little bit left to do, for sure you'll be able to finish with these two brechas, the brechas and the psikas. Mashenka, if the stream of water doesn't do rove of your karka, so you're going to have a lot of field left over to water. We have to be afraid maybe the psikas and the brechas won't be enough water. And you get nervous, you want to water your whole field in one day, and therefore you go to fetch water from someplace else, therefore that's also. Rav Ashi Yomar Rashi says no. Rav Ashi Yomar, Afa Pi Shein Ruba Shaloisa Sada Shaisa. Even though this running water now cannot water Rova Yikarka. Still a smutter. Why? Kivan the Kamoshka Vyasya, since the flow of water keeps on coming. So what's the problem? It's a very slow flow of water. That this water by itself cannot water most of the ground in one day. It'll take 2 or 3 days for this flow of water to do it. So you're telling me you're afraid the guy will get nervous, he wants to do it all in one day, and this is not enough, and the brechas, the ditches of water may dry up, so you're afraid since you want to finish it all in one day, he'll have to fetch water from far away, that would be a big tircha, that would be a big bother, that's why it should be yasser. Rav Ashi says no. Kivan the kamoshka v'yasya, since the mice, this flow of water keeps on continuing. It's a continuous flow of water. Meimer Roma, the Baal Bos, will say like this. If I don't have enough water today, it's too slow a flow of water, it can't water the whole ground today, so good, so take 2 or 3 days. So what? So I'll wait till tomorrow and finish watering it tomorrow. It'll take 3 days, I'll finish it 3 days. But he's not afraid it'll take a few days, he'll do it in a few days. Therefore, we're not afraid today on Chol HaMoed. He'll have to bother to get water someplace else. No, he'll for sure wait with this flow of water alone to be mashke his sodis. Yes, turn around. Brecha shenetefes mayim misad beis hashalchin zu. A brecha again, that's like a ditch full of water, that water keeps on dripping into it from a different sod beis hashalchin. Is mutar lahashkes mimenu sod beis hashalchin acheres. It's kind of like you have two different fields, the top field and the lower field. They're both these fields that have to be watered on Chol HaMoed. And when you water the top field, at the end of the field, there's like a ditch there, it gets full of water. And the water keeps on dripping into it from the top Beis HaShachin. So from this ditch of water, you're allowed to use the water now to water your next field, the Beis HaShachin, another field. Again, Brecha Shenatef Asmaim, you have your Brecha, your ditch of water, that this water keeps on flowing into it, Misod the Beis HaShachin, from the first field that you're watering it now in Chol HaMoed, is muter lahashkus mimenu sada beis hashachin acheres. You're allowed to use this brecha, this ditch full of water now, to water that second field. For the Gemara of Avida the Pascha, why aren't you afraid that this brecha will end? There'll be no more water, and you'll be stuck in the middle of watering your fields. You'll have to fetch other water. We're talking about you only could use this ditch of water if water is keep on flowing into it. Since there's a flow into it from the top field, we're not afraid it'll dry out. And Omer Abayi also says, "Vushloi posak mayin rishon." We're also talking about that. How are you watering your top field, the top Beis HaShalchin? That there's a mayin, there's a well, the water flowing into it. So, Kolzman, the top well is flowing into the top field, and the top field's water is dripping into this brecha. It's like we're not afraid it'll dry up. Therefore, you're allowed to use this bottom, this ditch of water now, to water the bottom field. Tanya Rebbe Shimon Menas Yoimer, Shtei Arugas, if you have two rows in the field, Zula Malam Izu, one row is higher than the other row. La Yidla Menatachtoina V'yashkes Al Yoimer. If you have water, you're watering the bottom row, you're not allowed to take that water, like fetch it, and throw it upwards to the top row. That's too much of a tircha. You have to fetch the water from a bottom row, a lower land, to a higher land. That's awesome. Yes, or Akein, even greater than this, Amr Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Afilo Aruga Achas, even if you have one row, growing up wheat. Chetzi Anomach v'chetzi Gavoya, half of the row is lower, half of the row is higher. Again, La Yidla V'imokim Nomach v'yishk L'imokim Gavoya. You can't fetch the water from the low part to throw it to the top part. That's too much tirchah. It's too much bother. It's awesome to know even, but Makam Seda, this is awesome. Tana Rabbanan. Maglin li yirokais, you're allowed to fetch water to water your vegetables, kadei loichlam, if you want to eat it on Chol HaMoed. Now, even though it's not going to die out, you're not going to have hefsid, it's only havocha to make it grow better. But if the purpose is mamish tita trein chol amoyed and yomtiv, you're allowed to do malachis l'sarach yomtiv. V'yim b'shvili afusim, if you only want to do it to make them look nice, to grow nice for later on, then asr. Then you can't water your vegetables in chol amoyed. Now Ravina v'rabba toisvo hevi ko'az libriyucha. Ravina and the rabba toisvo, name of him, his name, they were walking in the street. Chazil hu gav, they saw a person, tevi doli davlo, he was fetching a pail full of water. So Rabba Tzaisvo said to Ravina, let's put this person to Shamte, he's doing an Issa. He's fetching water, that's too much of a tirchom, you're not allowed to fetch water on Chol HaMoed. So Ravina answered back to him, for a time we learned not like that. We learned, Madlin Liyarokish, you're allowed to fetch water to feed, to water your vegetables, if the purpose is teeter on Chol HaMoed. That tzarech oichel nefesh, you're allowed to do even tzarech yisera. So Amalei, Rav answered back, no. Mi savrit my madle malen mayon, who told you that Pshanda's Bryce Riz, that you're allowed to fetch water to water the vegetables? No. Rav learned different shot. My madlin, you know what madlin means? You know what you're allowed to fetch the water? You know what you're allowed to do madlin?